الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هل أتاك حديث ضيف إبراهيم المكرمين إذ دخلوا عليه فقالوا سلاما قال سلام قوم منكرون. In the previous ayat, Allah explained the great nimets the people of Jannah will get when they will enter Jannah. And as it is the way of the Quran Sharif, it always balances, mentions the ni'mat of Jannah also, and then the fear of Jahannam also, so that a person can be aware and he can stay away from the harms of Jannah and in the desire of Jannah, and he can stay away from the harms of Jahannam, and then he can have the desire of Jannah and make effort for it. For that Allah explains the story and the incidents of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when Allah Ta'ala sent two farishtas, angels, towards him to give him some messages. هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ ضَيْفِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ. کیا پہنچی ہے تجھ کو بات ابراہیم علیہ السلام کے مہمانوں کے جو عزت والے تھے. Did you hear of the story? Did you hear of the incident of what happened when the guest of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam came to him, who were honorable guests? They were referred to as honorable because Ibrahim alayhi salam had given his guest always a great honor. He respected and honored his guest very greatly, and this is also a great quality to respect the guest. Or it is that they were themselves very great and honorable people because they were angels, they were farishtas who came in human form. اِذْ دَخَلُوا عَلِيهِ فَقَالُوا سَلَامًا. جب اندر پہنچے اس کے پاس تو بولے سلام. When they came and they entered by him, they made salam. From here we learn the adab and etiquette. Such great people who were angels and farishtas, who are sarapa complete, salam themselves, but yet they made salam. So when we also enter any home, our own home also, we should make salam. قَالَ سَلَامٌ قَوْمٌ مُنْكَرُونَ. وہ بولا سلام ہے. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also said salamun. They, according to Arabic grammar, the salam they made, like it comes in the hadith, if somebody says assalamu alaikum, then reply at least with wa alaikum assalam, and if you can add more wa rahmatullah, that is better. Answer with a better salam. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam replied also with a better salam than the salam that they had made, and he said qawmu munkarun, ye log hai opre, these are some strangers, I don't know these people. I've got these visitors who have come, but they are strangers. I've never met them before. I haven't seen them. They were angels that had come in human form, but they were honorable, respectable people, but I haven't seen them before. فَرَاغَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ فَجَاءَ بِعِجْلٍ سَمِينٍ. پھر دورا اپنے گھر کو تو لے آیا ایک بچرا بنی ہوئی تلا ہوا. Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, which was a great, great quality in him and which has almost totally left us, but to honor, to host the guest. This is a very great quality. Before people should come to the masjid to see if there is anyone outside, an outsider, a stranger, and invite him and take him to the house. But today we try and avoid it. We don't try and have guests. To host guests is a great, great quality. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam quickly went to his family and he brought quickly, prepared and had a calf roasted. And he presented it to the guest. Quickly he went and fresh food he prepared and he presented it to them. فَقَرَّبَهُ إِلَيْهِمْ قَالَ أَلَا تَأَكُلُونَ. پھر ان کے پاس رکھا. He presented it, come, food is ready, let us sit down and eat. And then he saw they are not eating, they are not stretching out their hands. So now this made him apprehensive. Firstly, they were guests that he did not know, strangers, he did not see them before, but he could make out that they are honorable people. And now when I'm offering them food, they are not partaking of the food. فَوْجَسَ مِنْهُمْ خِيفًا. پھر جی میں گھبرایا ان کے ڈر سے. پھر ہی بیکیم فرائٹنڈ within himself that perhaps in those days it was common an enemy will never eat the food of his enemy. So perhaps these are my enemies. They have come here and with some enmity they have come. That's why they are not eating my food. Today a person will eat the food also, the enemy also, rob him also and do everything against him. Today is a different time. However, at that time, now Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was wondering, what kind of people are these? They are travelers. Those were not the days of hotels and takeaways or anything that they could have eaten somewhere. So they've come to me and they are not eating. قَالُوا لَا تَخَفْ بُلَيْ تُمَدَّرْ. They put him at ease and they said, do not fear. At first they did not disclose that they were farishtas, they were angels. They just came as human beings. But now they disclosed themselves and they said the mission for what they have come. That we are angels, farishtas, we have been sent from Allah. And as angels and farishtas, we do not partake of food and drink. وَبَشَّرُوهُ بِغُلَامٍ عَلِيمٍ. اور خوش خبری دی اس کو ایک لڑکا ہوشیار کی. And they gave him the good news of a child that will be born to them and who will be very, very knowledgeable. And yeah, the very fact that Allah Ta'ala referred to this child, which Mufassirin say refers to Ishaq alayhi salatu wassalam, that he has been referred to as Ghulam Alim, a child with knowledge. This shows the great position of knowledge. And Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, what one great distinguishing factor that they were blessed with was the knowledge of Deen, the Ma'rifat, the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala, and the knowledge of the life of the Qabr, the year after, and also how to practice upon Deen, and also how to safeguard oneself from sins and guna. All those details of how to live a proper life, that is a great blessing. So Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam, they gave him glad tidings that he will be born, and one special quality he will be having of the Nabuwat, and that is knowledge. فَأَقْبَلَتْ إِمْرَاتُهُ فِي صَرَّةٍ فَسَكَّتْ وَجْهَهَا وَقَالَتْ عَجُوزٌ عَقِيمٌ. پھر سامنے آئی اس کی اور بولتی ہوئی, پھر پیتا اپنا ماتھا اور کہنے لگی کہ بوریا بھانج. And then his wife who was listening to this conversation and that they had informed that you are going to be having a child and the child will be born to you. And it was Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and his wife Sarah. And they both were of great advanced age already. And Sarah herself, she was sterile, barren. She couldn't bear children. So when she heard this conversation, and at that time there wasn't still the laws of Parda, and in any case these were farishtas now, who had disclosed that they were farishtas, they are not human beings, so there was no fear of any fitna either. So she came forward and she said, she started hitting her hands on her forehead like in great surprise when a person does something. And she said that an old man and a barren lady and a child we're going to get, how can this be possible? This does not happen like this. قَالُوا كَذَلِكْ قَالَ رَبُّكْ وَبُولِ يُوْهِ كَهَا تَيْرِ رَبْنِ. They said, this is what your Lord has decreed. What Allah Ta'ala has said and Allah Ta'ala has decreed, that is what is going to happen. And for Allah, there is no need that Allah needs a person to be young or a person to be fertile. Allah Ta'ala has got Qudrat above everything. And Allah Ta'ala has given this message and what Allah says is will definitely happen. And if it happened, then she conceived and she had this child, Ishaq alayhi salatu wassalam. Innahu huwa al-hakim al-alim. Wo wahi hai hikmat wala khabardar. And Allah is the one full of wisdom. And whatever he does according to his wisdom. And he had decreed that they be given this child at this old age of theirs. And that he will be also a Nabi. And Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam was the Imam and the father of the Anbiya of the Bani Israel. of what we call the Jewish people. He was the, all the Anbiya that came to the Bani Israel came from Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam, and his father was Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So then in front Allah Ta'ala shows, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam asked them if they have any other mission for which they came. They said, we came to destroy the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, who were engaged in homosexuality and sodomy. So Allah Ta'ala shows the people who do righteous deeds, for them what rewards there is, and for those who break the laws of Allah, what punishment there is for those people. And this brings us to the end of the 26th Supara. Wow, thank you.